According to the study released by the State Office of Children and Family Services, cash, checks, and debit cards are the most commonly stolen items from seniors age 60 and over. Benefit checks, deeds, real estate, retirement accounts, and vehicles are also targets, and oftentimes the perpetrator is an adult child or relative of the victim. Alzheimer's Association of Western New York Executive Director Leilani Pelletier says people with elderly neighbors and relatives should be aware of common warning signs.
If they're unable to talk with you about their finances and what's happening, if they seem to not understand about their finances or what's happening, if they seem unusually nervous or unusually more protective of their information than they have been before, if they're very, very vague where they haven't been before, I would look for changes in behavior, in their behavior.
Other signs include lack of food in the home, missing valuables, and a caregiver who speaks for the senior in a silencing way. Pelletier says people should trust their gut.
Don't hold it in and ponder and wonder and wait for someone else to do something if you think something's going on.
The study also shows about one-third of financial abuse victims have mental impairment or dementia, and the most common victims are Caucasian women in their 70s and 80s, but the crimes affect all cultures and ethnicities. For more information, contact Adult Protective Services. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.